Good evening, members and guests. This is N5ALW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. Get a little voice problem tonight, so bear with me. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
Hi, Roger, Roger, KD2AIT, New York repeater. This is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, KA3TFB Bill Bravo India Lima Lima in Wexford, PA, and checking in. How's everything there? Over.
Roger, got a good copy on you, Bill, KA3TFB. How's things in Warrendale?
Good hearing from you. Good hearing from you this evening. I hope everyone on the net is in good shape. We are cold, very cold tonight. Our highest temperature in western Pennsylvania last night was 16 degrees, and we've been following a steady low. We're expecting a low here of 6 degrees or lower. Very cold and windy here. And Burr, if I can say that. Hey, I want to listen to everyone here. I want to don't take it too long here on the Echolink. And with that, we'll send it back to you. KA3TFB, back to net control. Good evening to everybody.
Okay, Bill, KA3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Thank you for checking in. Glad everything is pretty much normal, I guess, for this time of the year down by you as well as us. Yeah, we had pretty cold this morning, and it's dropping down again. I guess we're expecting minus 15 here overnight, from what I understand. Not confirmed by the weather report, but it wouldn't surprise me. So, okay. Anyone else from Echo Lake wishing to check in, come now. This is N5AOW looking for check-ins. Okay, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. Well, it looks like you and I are the only two on the frequency for tonight, Bill, or for a few minutes anyway. A little cool here today. I think the high temperature probably was about 16, and I'm guessing that's stretching it on the high side. I think most of the time I looked at it, it was 13, somewhere around 12. But anyway, didn't warm up too much here. And I don't imagine there was a whole lot of difference down in Pennsylvania, so might have been about 5 degrees warmer, but I don't think it was much more than that.
Hi, Roger, Roger. Listen, I've been listening to the police scanner most of the week, and over here in western Pennsylvania early in the morning, it's been tractor trailers oversetting, cars crashing, people stuck on the secondary roadways. It's my understanding that they're going to have record low temperatures in New England tomorrow sometime. Boston was predicted to have 2 below zero. You know, and when you mentioned 15 below zero, it makes a temperature of 10 degrees even warm. I can't imagine 15 below. I think there would be so many problems with people's furnaces and plumbing and water main breaks. That's the biggest thing here, the cold temperatures and water main breaks, you know, or gas leaks and all that works to that. Last week I was in the garage every day except for Tuesday with a car, and we had issues there. It passed inspection but not emissions. I'm going to let this up over.
Roger on that. I'll tell you what, it gets cold here, though. We had a couple of weeks back, and we had, here in Otter Lake, we had minus 29. And I can remember back in late 60s, early 70s here, we had sometimes a week and a half of minus 40 or a little bit colder than that, but usually anywhere between minus 35 and minus 42, 43, somewhere around there. And it was extremely cold. I remember one time going out and starting my truck for a fire call. Truck started up fine. I just couldn't shift it into gear. It was a manual transmission, and it must have been almost like stone inside. So it really made a big difference on the temperature of the lubricant.
Roger, fine business. I'm also a fireman. I'm a member of three or four different fire companies. Two of them fire companies I'm now a life member of. There's some other things. The Director of Emergency Management in Bel Acres Borough, and I'm titled in Allegheny County as the Allegheny County Municipal Coordinator. I am the commander down in Bel Acres Borough. I rule over in the NIMS, National Incident Management Systems, as their incident commander. I also have been the past fire instructor one. So I'm familiar with these things, how we do things. Sometimes it's not always nice, that you have to make way. But I can't remember being any colder than 10 below zero anywhere. Although, when in my truck driving days up in northern Michigan, coming back from Cadillac down on 127, the cab and the thermometer and the temperature of the cab went down to minus 22, and I had frost buildup on the inside of the windshield, scraping it off on the inside. Can you imagine that? But other than that, yesterday we had an issue with a furnace. I had a sick furnace, so I had a guy come in and fix that. I got away with $116. Someone put a flap in upside down where the motor is, and it didn't participate enough. With that being said, I'm going to give it back over to you. Maybe someone else is going to check in. Hey, it's my pleasure to talk with you this evening there, and you take care. Put another blanket on the bed and a couple more logs on the furnace, and you're allowed to have two marshmallows in your hot chocolate tonight. KA3TFAB, back over the net control. Over.
Okay, Bill, you make me chuckle. No way. KA3TFB. Yeah, I remember the days when I used to drive a Mack B62 Thermodyne, and same type of thing. Never really defrosted very well in the cold. And you wound up doing the same thing, scraping the windshield from the inside. Okay, well, enough of that, and thank you for checking in, sir. 73, have a good day. And we'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to check in. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
KC2WI, Pete, how you doing this evening?
KC2WI, off by signal.
Good, you're solid in the repeater. A little bit of fuzziness there, but other than that, it sounds fine.
Okay, we must have had some kind of repeater issue. I don't know, was it last night? I wasn't getting in, and a couple other people, and I tried to talk to John, and I don't know. I went up to high power and he said I was okay, but I haven't gotten around to pulling out my SWR meter and just double checking my antenna, so I want to go back to low power. KC2WI. Temperature is slowly going down. It's down to minus 8. I just got off of HF on 3963 with the Northern New York section net with a few guys, and let's see, who was it there? I think it was Bill in Governor. He was like, it's minus 15, it's minus 18. He's like 10 degrees cold, 10, 12 degrees colder. I forgot what Terry said about up the Nasogachi, but I don't think he was that cold. But wow, it's like apparently up to the north and up by the St. Lawrence, the cold must be coming down from that direction, and it's the front is still headed this way or something. So I guess we're gonna get cold. I went out today this afternoon and ran the snowblower for a while. I guess maybe it was 11 o'clock, 11:30, and cleaned up some more snow, and then came back in. I had a quick lunch, and I went out on my old Tundra that Bill Payne down the street here just rebuilt the motor on, and we replaced every bearing in the snowmobile. I said, you know what, this is a 1987 Tundra. The crank PTO side bearing went out on it, and I got it home, and the seal held, and it ran, and I got it home the last 5 miles last winter. But we redid the whole motor, and I said, you know what, if I'm going to ride this, it has to be reliable. Replace every bearing in it. So we pulled the front axle, replaced the front axle bearings. I said, while you got the tunnel down, you know, it's somewhat rusty. It's not bad, but look underneath and see how bad it is. And just, I don't care what it looks like, you know, get your wire brush out, whatever you got to do, and put some paint on it just for protection. So we did that. And, you know, fix this and fix that. He did all kinds of stuff to it. Kind of an expensive job, but like they said, if I'm going to ride it any more than a quarter of a mile from the house, it's got to be reliable. So it's kind of like a new snowmobile now. It's got all new bearings. It's basically a new. I must have timed it out there. I don't know if you got the end of it or not. Anyway, that's the report for today, I guess. It's getting cold. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, I know what you mean with the old machines, and I had an old Safari the same way, basically the same machine. And, that thing went just about anywhere, but there again, you know, they're old. You got to do a lot of maintenance on them to get them back the way you want. So, very good. Well, I hope you get out and do some riding over the weekend. I'd like to do the same. I haven't even taken them off the trailer yet, so. Sometime next week or so, I plan on trying to do that, get everything set up to go again. All right, well, thanks for checking in, Pete. We'll talk to you later on. KC2NBU, Ray, what's going on?
I just got back from Rochester. It's at 9 below coming up the hill, but up on top of the hill here, we're only at 7 below. So we're home and stoked up the fire and gonna call it a day.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's a bit cold. I was out snow blowing today to clean everything up, plowed everybody out this morning, took the blade off and went to get a few things at the grocery store, and that's pretty much about it. But my wife informed me it's down to minus 9 now, and very close to minus 10, so it's climbing down there. I think George said it was going to be down to minus 15, but I'm not looking forward to it, but none of us have the controls, so we can't do much about that. All right, Ray, yeah, I wanted to get that stuff to you sometime shortly, too, and I'm going to work on that, get everything anyone else that care to check in and join us. This is N5AOW, looking for check-in. Well, pretty much my tail off of today was getting out and getting people cleaned up, get the driveways done, of course, do my own eventually, usually the last one, get everything cleaned up alongside the road there and get the rest of them taken care of, and then get the snow blowing down around the house. Seems like it's a never-ending task, but probably a staple for the winter in the climate that we're in, so not much we can do about that. I'm just glad it starts up when I get everything set to go and everything works the way it should. Last thing I want to do is have to pull it in the garage and work on it. So with that, we'll make another call. See if anyone else would care to check in. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins. Okay. Are there any comments or queries? Or late check-ins at this time? Well, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pete, Ray, and Bill for checking in. And all those that listen, 73 to everyone. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to everyone on Saturday evening. This is N5AOW Clear.
KA2000Z.
This is KA3TFB logging off the Echo Link system. Good evening, doll.
This is KA2000Z for the United Counties. Traffic on emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations can now please.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
Good evening, Jack. N5AOW, no traffic.
Okay, KC2MBU, good evening, Ray. And N5AOW, hello, Bob. I checked in tonight, I knew there were voices on there, but by the time I got to my radio, I guess I was too late. Anyway, looking for additional stations with or without traffic. Any other stations for Octane? If there was another station trying to check in, you held a repeater open, but there was no audio. You want to try it again? Or any additional stations? Okay. No copy. Thank you both for checking in tonight. Ray and Bob, appreciate it, as always. 7-3s. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.